Here is my wish for you in your next launch or enrollment phase, that instead of listening to somebody else and what all the experts are telling you that you, quote unquote, have to do if you want this to work, my wish for you is that you listen to your body instead, that you check in to see, how does that actually feel in my body? This strategy, this suggestion, this launch plan, this message. And if it feels constricting at all, you remind yourself that that's the least magnetic, the least impactful, and the least effective strategy you could ever, ever, ever possibly employ. That you remind yourself that your audience is going to feel you the least when you're feeling constricted by what you're doing and how you're doing it. Because it's the least alive in your system, right? It's the least alive in your channel, in your embodiment. And remind yourself that they will feel you the most, and they will feel the most drawn to you when you're feeling aligned and embodied of what you're offering. And again, how you're offering it as well. And that doesn't mean you have to be this, you know, oh my God, I'm so excited all the time in your business, in your launches, in your offerings. Like we see a lot of what I call jazz hands marketers out there doing. Because that's just one tone. That's just one of many tones. And a lot of times, that tone is a mask. It's what they think they're supposed to be doing. It's how they think they're supposed to be doing things. I actually see this all the time inside of spaces I'm in, other masterminds I've been in, peer groups, all over the place where somebody is pretending to be excited about what they're offering because it sells, or because they think it sells, or because they've been told that it sells. Meanwhile, they're absolutely terrified in their launch, or they're feeling like giving up, or they're forcing themselves to show up, but they're not really feeling it. And before your little sweet little monkey mind goes there, this doesn't mean that you have to be perfect all the time in order to be magnetic, in order for your audience to feel you and be drawn to you. Far from it. And this is actually exactly my point. Excitement is only one tone of alignment and embodiment. The jazz hands, oh my God, it's so freaking great over here, is only one tone of alignment and embodiment. There are much deeper tones. There are much richer tones. There are much more nourishing and nurturing and powerful and potent tones. There are soft and gentle and sacred tones. There are grounded and supportive tones. There are sit down with you like the dearest friend. And have a heart-to-heart tones. My point is, find the tones that support who you are and how you feel and the depth and the breadth of your soul work. Find the strategies that don't feel like they're putting you in a box, that are putting you in a stranglehold, that are choking your voice and draining you of your life force and draining of your connection with your soul. Find the voice and the message within your work that have you actually wanting to speak. And wanting to show up and wanting to post and wanting to create more, not that have you dying a slow death of what, like, what should I talk about? What's the right message? How do I frame this correctly? What's the right hook I need to find so that people, quote unquote, will buy? And if you want somebody to help you find all of this in a way that feels so deeply true to you, that feels utterly, wholly, absolutely, unwaveringly you, deliciously you, that's exactly what I do with my entrepreneurs. I would love to walk you into your sacred success.